Willow Valley Communities recognizes the need for a national conversation about the Vietnam War and is proud to support the efforts to preserve the memories of those who lived through it. More information is available at willowvalleycommunities.org. The law firm of Saul Ewing, Arnstein and Lehr, who are proud to partner with WITF in preserving our history to enable future generations to explore the past, understand the present, and create the future. Saul Ewing is online at saul.com.
That's Country Joe and the Fish with one of the anthems near the end of the Vietnam War. Our guest during this portion of the program is Doug Bradley, one of the co-authors of We Gotta Get Out of This Place, the soundtrack of the Vietnam War. Give us a call, 1-800-729-7532, if you have a question or a comment. You also can send a question or comment to WITF's Smart Talk page, or excuse me, an email to smarttalk@witf.org, also on WITF's Facebook page, that's what I'm trying to say, and also on Twitter, we are at Smart Talk WITF. Again, 1-800-729-7532. Doug, you were just talking about the black soldiers and how they were impacted and how their attitudes kind of changed after the assassination of Dr. Martin Luther King. What were the white soldiers listening to at that time?
We were listening to a little bit of everything. Like I said, we had access. Sometimes there's an ongoing sort of debate about what was censored when in Vietnam. We interviewed a lot of on-air disc jockeys, guys that we didn't get to Adrian Cronauer and Pat Sajak, who were DJs in Vietnam, but we talked to a number of others. And, you know, so, again, getting back to we all had access to the same music, the music our friends at home were listening to, maybe different meanings in Vietnam. But, you know, oftentimes you would go back to those songs that you know, made you feel like there was somebody there that was waiting for you. The Letter by the Box Tops, because it's about a letter. And that's how we got our news from home. Yeah, mail call was like a sacred moment when you were in Vietnam. I mentioned Detroit City by Bobby Bear, a song I didn't even know, but it's got that great line in there, I want to go home. You know, oh, wow, I want to go home. Guys would sing that, you know, when it would go on the jukebox or a band would play it at an enlisted men's club. So that type of music now, as you sort of foreshadowed, things were starting to change. And the amazing thing about a song like I Feel Like I'm Fixing to Die Rag, Country Joe still gets hate mail about that song today. How dare you? It's so blasphemous. It's so non-patriotic. It's ugly. When we met Joe, when we went out to interview him in San Francisco, the first thing he said to us when he introduced himself was, I'm a veteran first and a hippie second. Well, who knows Joe McDonald was in the military? He was in the Navy, pre-Vietnam. But he intended that song as gallows humor. And you can talk to, you know, servicemen and women. They get gallows humor. When you're in the worst situation of your life, and in many cases in Vietnam you were, if you know you need to laugh, if you don't laugh, you're going to break down, or you're going to cry, you're going to go crazy. And so Joe intended that song as gallows humor. A lot of soldiers got it. We talked to, you know, guys who were really gung-ho, fighting that war hot and heavy, thought we could win. They use that song to get their troops jacked up. So it's not always what you think it is when you hear something from that era, because it's all about context. And like I said, in Vietnam, things could have totally different meanings.
You know, it's interesting you bring that up. I knew a Vietnam veteran who, you know, I'm a big Beatles fan. And, you know, he wanted nothing to do, just talked about how he despised John Lennon because of John Lennon's anti-war stance. I mean, were there people fighting in Vietnam who saw that as part of the enemy?
Yeah, that's a good question. I think, you know, that answer is going to vary from vet to vet, more than likely. What I saw, you know, I'm there in 70 and 71. Nixon's announced his secret plan to win the war, which was what he called Vietnamization, turn the ground war over to the South Vietnamese Army, our ally, escalate the air war to try to bring the North Vietnamese and the Viet Cong to the peace table. And so if we're leaving, you know, the mantra when I was there was nobody wants the last GI killed in Vietnam. So don't make us do anything stupid. Don't make us do anything, you know, terribly dangerous, because we're leaving anyway. So don't get any of us killed. And this is about the point where you saw, and this is another thing that, you know, we don't see in the history books, there was a very active GI resistance. There was a movement within the military. There were military, there were GI underground newspapers, even a radio station, a show in Vietnam by a guy named Radio First Termer, Dave Rabbit, who was underground radio right under the Army's nose. They couldn't find the guy. And then, of course, you had the Vietnam Vets Against the War emerging in America. It's not to say, you know, all Vietnam vets were anti-war or peaceniks, but the point being that things had changed, attitudes were changing. If we're leaving, keep me alive, don't get me killed.
Gary is in Juniata County. Gary, you're on the air.
Boy, Scott, this touches so many things. In 1971, when I graduated, I wanted to go so bad. I worked out. I did everything I could, 180 pounds, athletic. I did football, baseball, the whole bit. One of our best friends had been killed in 1969, and I just kept, you know, trying and trying. So I go to the recruiter, and 2200 in one eye, and he says, no, you can't go in. So I go to Penn State my first year, 1971. I was lucky enough to go to main campus, and the first time I'm there, there's the ROTC guys, and they're putting the music as loud as they can, Country Joe and the Fish, to these guys doing their ROTC thing. And I'm thinking, wait a second, this isn't right. You're not supposed to do this. And I completely changed. I went 180 degrees, and anti-war became what I am today, which I hope is a better person, not because I'm anti-war, but just because it really changes you. And I think the music, and I just want to add one thing about National Lampoon. We used to send National Lampoon to all the troops that we knew because we knew it was anti-war. But thank you very much.
Thank you very much for your call, Gary. You got a laugh out of that, huh?
I mean, you know, and the thing is, you know, just because he's just being so honest, and that notion of the guys in ROTC blasting Country Joe and the Fish, you know, and people are thinking, like, wait a minute, how could that happen? But time and again, we'd have a story, and I think, you know, what the other thing I think was important, Gary was saying, was about the music then at that time, how it could touch a nerve, and you know, what we've found, Scott, is that, you know, over the course of these conversations that we've had, both over the 12 years of doing the book and then in the 2 years since the book's been out and the hundreds of presentations and interviews we've had, is that music becomes a safe place to talk about this. You know, what we don't do the blame thing anymore. We don't scapegoat. It's honest and it's real. And it's like, What's Going On by Marvin Gaye touched me. It changed my life. It helped me to get reconnected as a human being back in America. That's powerful stuff. And every time we do one of these presentations, a Vietnam vet will get up in the audience and tell a story that he's never told before. Now, that's shame on us for not letting these men and women get back home. Mm. It took 45, 50 years for some of them, and it took the music. But they got, in many ways, we think the best thing we ever did with the book was we helped them get home.
You know, one of the things that strikes me the most, I was too young to go to Vietnam, but since we've had many events with Vietnam veterans and leading up to Ken Burns' The Vietnam War coming up this weekend, it just makes chills go up and down my back when I hear someone say to a Vietnam vet, welcome home.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And that's kind of the greeting that many Vietnam vets like yourself have. And we also have someone here who says, don't forget the folk music, Peter, Paul, Mary's, Wherever All the Flowers Gone, Simon and Garfunkel's Scarborough Fair, and Buffalo,
yeah,
Springfield, For What It's Worth.
Yeah, Pete Seeger, Universal. I mean, you know, it's like, the amazing thing is, it was the, you know, of course I'm biased. I'm 70 years old. I'm of that era. But I think anybody will tell you that was the best music probably that's ever going to come out of America. It was the best of soul. It was the best of rock, and it was the best of country. And they spoke to each other. Now we have, you know, all kinds of different narrow casting and different niches. Then we all listened to the same music. Some of these musicians, you know, Leon Russell played for Frank Sinatra and Joe Cocker and, you know, everybody else. Willie Nelson was in sessions with everybody, with Cash, but also at Muscle Shoals with Aretha, with the Stones. And, you know, so that made that music even more kind of connect, you know, that connectivity. but it's so darn good. Mm. I mean, what do you hear now anywhere when
I know.
You go?
I'm
you
with
hear
you.
You hear CCR.
I know.
You hear it.
Doug Bradley's one of the co-authors of We've Got to Get Out of This Place, the soundtrack of the Vietnam War. Doug, thank you very much for being with us today.
Thank you. Love public media.
The public, or I should say the Vietnam War, WITF Stories is supported locally by Willow Valley Communities and the Harrisburg Law Offices of Saul Ewing, LLP. Don't miss the full Vietnam War. The Vietnam War broadcast premieres Sunday, September 17th at 8 p.m. on WITF-TV, followed by WITF's local original production, The Vietnam War, WITF Stories. Part 1 will air Sunday, September 17th at 9:30 p.m., and Part 2 airs the next evening, Monday, September 18th at 9:30 p.m.
So kiss me and smile for me. Tell me that
he'll What are you trying to say, Scott?
Well, I don't know, Tim, but just, you know, a lot of times we have like some music that buffers going into our
fall fundraiser. And you picked this one for me. Thank you. Thank you.
Leaving on a jet plane, Peter, Paul, and Mary. But I don't know. That was fascinating. Just a fascinating conversation.
Yeah, it was great. And those are the conversations you can hear each and every day on Smart Talk. And if that is something you've come to rely on, this is something that you depend on, this is something you look forward to each and every day, Smart Talk from 9 to 10 during the week in the morning. We hope that you'll make that contribution right now and support the programming. Support WITF with a financial contribution. $100 contribution will be matched dollar for dollar. I think we have about $1,000 left, and that is coincidentally the amount of money we are away from reaching our goal of $1,500 for this hour of Smart Talk. So you can go to WITF.org or call 1-800-233-9483. Make that contribution and support the kind of programming that you count on each and every day.
Smart Talk listeners, come through.
Play them some more music. Let's rock it out.
You know,
it brings me back to my commercial music days.
I know. But I had we had all kinds of music prepared depending on what Doug Bradley had to say. But I'm so fascinated that we have this vision in our mind of what everyone was listening to at the time and the Vietnam era. Everyone thinks that it was, you know, the post-1968, the anger, the chaos, the anti-war songs. When "These Boots Were Made for Walking" was one of the most popular songs before 68.
Yeah, and plus I think part of that is all the influx of Vietnam movies back in the 80s and 90s, where it was always going to be Jefferson Airplane and The Doors and Rolling Stones. Painted Black must have been on every, you know, in Platoon and Hamburger Hill and Full Metal Jacket and all those movies.
And all the Vietnam vets in those movies, you know, the first few years, the vets were not portrayed very well. And again, this takes us back to Ken Burns' documentary, The Vietnam War, plus what we are doing here at WITF, The Vietnam War, WITF Stories, that we hear those signs and if those songs are and those stories. So you appreciate that. Give us a call, 1-800-233-9483. Tim, thank you very much for being with us today.
Sure, Scott.
Smart Talk is produced by WITF as part of our mission to deliver relevant, high-quality programming. Support for this program comes from Capital Blue Cross, which shares WITF's commitment to being a valuable and trusted resource for the communities we serve. Capital Blue Cross, live fearless. Smart Talk is also supported by Pinnacle Health, who has offered transapical mitral valve repair procedures for more than 3 years and currently serves as a trial site for 16 clinical trials. Information at pinnaclehealth.org/myheart.
Willow Valley Communities recognizes the need for a national conversation about the Vietnam War and is proud to support the efforts to preserve the memories of those who lived through it. More information is available at willowvalleycommunities.org. The law firm of Saul Ewing, Arnstein, and Lair, who are proud to partner with WITF in preserving our history to enable future generations to explore the past, understand the present, and create the future. Saul Ewing is online at saul.com.